From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The United States and Cuba restored diplomatic relations. Before dawn, the Cuban flag was hoisted at the U.S. State Department on Monday alongside the flags of other countries that have diplomatic relations with the U.S. The U.S. and Cuba each now have a full-fledged embassy in the other's country. Just hours after the ceremony, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry called the restoration of relations a new beginning.
Today, with the opening of our embassies and the visit of the foreign minister, we are taking an historic and long overdue step in the right direction. To keep moving forward, both governments must proceed in a spirit of openness and mutual respect.
John Kerry. U.S. President Barack Obama has met with Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari at the White House to discuss a number of issues, including the threat posed by Boko Haram militants. Mr. Obama called Nigeria one of the most important countries in the world.
We very much look forward to talking about security issues, how we can cooperate on counterterrorism. We're looking forward to discussing how we can be helpful in addressing some of the corruption issues that have held Nigeria back.
The four-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first to Washington since taking office in May. Explosions and gunfire could be heard in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, on the eve of a presidential election. The attacks come against a backdrop of simmering tensions over incumbent President Pierre Nkurunziza's quest for a third consecutive five-year term. The UN Security Council approved the Iran nuclear accord Monday. The action clears the path for the lifting of economic sanctions against Iran eventually. This is VOA News. Greece reopened its banks Monday for the first time in 3 weeks. Depositors swarmed into banks to tap their accounts. The nation also increased taxes and made important loan payments to two of its international lenders. A military exercise involving Ukrainian and U.S. forces, along with troops from more than a dozen other countries, opened Monday in western Ukraine. The exercises come as fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels escalated in eastern Ukraine. European Union interior ministers failed on Monday to find temporary housing for some 40,000 African, Asian, and Middle Eastern asylum seekers. The refugees are encamped in Greece and Italy after making journeys across the Mediterranean. A suicide bombing in the Turkish city of Suruj has killed at least 31 people and left nearly 100 wounded. No one has claimed responsibility, although Turkish officials say they have strong reason to suspect Islamic State militants. The explosion targeted an activist group of mostly university students who were planning to travel across the nearby border to Syria to help rebuild the city of Kobani. Authorities in southeastern Afghanistan say NATO attack helicopters bombed a security outpost Monday, killing 8 Afghan soldiers and wounding several. Ayaz Ghul reports.
The deadly airstrike occurred in restive Logar province, where Taliban insurgents frequently launch attacks against Afghan national security forces. Afghanistan's defense ministry says coalition helicopters were flying over an area where clashes between security forces and Taliban militants were underway. It says insurgents fired toward the aircraft, prompting a response that destroyed one security outpost. Afghan National Army Area Commander General Abdul Razak acknowledged the attack appeared to have been carried out mistakenly. Ayaz Ghul, Islamabad.
U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter said Monday Israel is, in his words, the bedrock of American strategy in the Mideast. The remark opened a trip to the region aimed at strengthening U.S. links with allies wary of the Iranian nuclear accord. Just days before U.S. President Barack Obama embarks on his fourth trip to Africa, the State Department is renewing a warning of possible terrorist attacks in Kenya. Mr. Obama will travel to his ancestral homeland and also visit neighboring Ethiopia. That visit comes amid travel alerts that cite numerous attacks by al-Shabaab militants in the region. U.S. Senator John McCain is calling on Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump to apologize for belittling the wartime suffering of captive U.S. troops. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.